T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You ever have a great Valpolicella Ripasso?
No.
Where?
I don't even know what that is.
It's an Italian wine.
Silly season and Bears hypotheticals coming up at 5 o'clock. One last thing to end the show. Parkins and Spiegel on the score. So, you know, there's a lot of podcasts out there. I even host one. Recording an episode tonight on Championship Sunday. First in pod.
They haven't had the games yet. Don't record tonight.
Yeah, today's Thursday. You can't record an episode tonight on Championship Sunday.
Previewing Championship Sunday, buddy. Previewing it.
Hey, Tanny started that one.
Can't get anything past you guys. We'll do another one Sunday night, recapping Championship Sunday. But
we're on podcast as we talk right now.
That's how it works. Organizations win championships with Dan Bernstein and his son Jason Bernstein.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, I haven't heard this. We got shouted out on the podcast.
No way. You haven't heard it?
Listen.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of podcasts.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So many options.
That's what I'm saying.
We promote them all right here on the live talk show.
We sure do.
Hey, you don't like what you're hearing right now? We got 300 podcasts on the company that no one else listens to.
So check all of those out, but please listen to ours as well. So here we go. I assume this is Dan Bernstein because of his stature taking a shot at me and Shane. I could not imagine that it would be the other Bernstein.
No.
When it comes to basketball, when it comes to Bulls basketball, most people are idiots. And even people in the media, I heard our guy Danny Parkins say something that was it's not DeMar's
Parkins
fault.
To catch a stray?
Yes, he is. Danny, uh-oh. I'm coming. I just disagree with
this.
What he said.
You know, if you do this, you know how their show works.
The thing is that I don't care as much as you do about Shane because I know Shane and I love Shane and I'm not self-conscious about it because Shane can do whatever the hell he wants. I just won't pay attention to it.
So what did he say?
He doesn't like your take on DeMar.
Okay.
But what I took from that is that Dan must be coming home every day and talking to Beth and Jason like a therapist saying, this is what Shane said about me today. I can't get over it.
I'm scared. I don't want to say anything bad about any of those guys.
This is what he tweeted about me today. I don't know what to do. I own a 9-bedroom home in Dan's head.
Yeah.
And I'm not paying any rent on it.
Good.
Did you see what Shane made last night?
Whoa. Okay, so my DeMar take that I guess Jason is referencing, I'll be honest with you, wasn't really a fully vetted, thought-out take that I would hold to my own standards. It was kind of just conversational with Aunt Heron.
It usually Spiegs writes those out for you.
Yeah, no, that's definitely how it
works. So, Tanny, a question for you. When you're making an open, do you only do it halfway and then hope it just kind of comes together on its own?
I'm not, like, I stand by what I said, but it was not something that I had really, we got there in conversation and I said, you know, it's not DeMar's fault. And I stand by that. The situation with the Bulls is not DeMar DeRozan's fault. He's not the problem. He has been less efficient this year than last year, surely. And he is such a good ISO scorer that he is sometimes way too reliant on that. But, like, if you were listing problems with the Bulls, where would DeMar DeRozan, who scores 26 a night, how far down on the list would you have to get there? I know that in the last game, there was way too much ball watching, and it was a big topic of conversation on the post-game show and all of that. So I'm not talking about the last game. I'm talking about why, if the podcast is organizations win championships, why they're not winning a championship is not because of DeMar DeRozan. The team is just flawed. It is fundamentally flawed. And you could say that DeMar is a part of that, but he didn't sign himself. Like, AK and Mark Eversley built a team that doesn't work together, and I know why they did it. They wanted to be relevant. They were aggressive. When they acquired Vooch, they thought they were going to go to the playoffs. Then they didn't because of injury and COVID, and Zach and Vooch never got to play together. So they missed it that year. And then DeMar was attracted to come here because he and Vooch knew each other from USC, and he'd wanted to play with a passing big man. And then he had the connection to Mark Eversley. And then Lonzo was interested in signing up because they were willing to pay him what New Orleans wasn't. And it was like a string of events. If you were building this team from scratch, if they were an expansion team, you wouldn't have put this team together. But like Vooch was the all-star that you were able to pair with Zach. Then it didn't work. Then DeMar was the dude that was interested in playing with Vooch. And all of a sudden, you got your top three dudes who aren't two-way players. And then Lonzo is the two-way player who wants to come here, and you can meet his price. So he comes on the first day of free agency, and all of a sudden, you wake up and you look at a team, and you're like, well, wow, these guys don't actually fit that well together, but they were the best guys that we were able to get at the time. And then Lonzo got hurt and might never come back. Or if he does come back, we don't know what he's going to be. And if he does come back, these other guys aren't going to be here anymore, and the whole thing just broke. But I don't look at DeMar as being one of the biggest problems on this team. It's because the guys around him are also not two-way dudes, so there's a lot of redundancy on this team. There's redundancy in Zach and DeMar's game. There is, because of how they play, they don't highlight how Vooch plays the best. And none of them are going to be defensive-first guys. And Vooch is the only one who's a little bit more of a pass-first guy among those three. And neither DeMar or Zach are natural facilitators. And then they're... I shared the quote a bunch of times. I'm doing this NBA book. I'm talking to NBA GMs and coaches. One of them said, Lonzo, he's one of the few players in the league who control a game without the ball in his hands. That's why Lonzo is the perfect fit for those guys. Because he can set up the other dudes and then kind of get out of the way and do the catch-and-shoot three-point game and then go run down the floor and play defense, and then when he gets the ball off a miss, just fire it up the court on a 60-foot outlet pass, have the ball in his hands for 1 second, and have made an impact both ways. So Lonzo matters a ton. I am surprised that more people are not on board with trading Vooch. I think that that has to happen. You're not winning anything. So sell high on him. Contract's over. You're not winning anything. Get assets. Reacquire assets. Whatever you can get for guys on expiring deals instead of just letting them walk for nothing. So it's like DeMar's not the biggest problem, but it's all a problem because the team is just put together poorly.
That being said, I would love to have some of the steak that you're getting. Anyway, they can't. They can't survive this way. Sorry that it sounded like someone died when I screamed like that.
It's a good podcast. You should check it out.
Towards the end, Jason had a not safe for work malaprop that we can't play on the air, but it involves, Tanny, can I say it involves oral sex?
You just did.
Yeah, but that's a good that's a tease for you listeners out there.
Oh, so go listen to the podcast.
Yeah, go listen. Jason Bernstein has a malaprop about a basketball player giving oral sex.
Oh.
Why is that dumpable?
I'm just deferring to Tanny. I don't know.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I don't know. But listen to the podcast.
That's ridiculous.
The guys who gave Jason Bernstein his first shot on the air, not even his own father gave him a shot on the air. We gave him a shot on the air. And he's coming at us for our takes. Mainly me for my take and you for, I don't know, your meat.
He said he loved me.
So he just mentioned your name. It's silly season already with the Bears in the number one pick. Next on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.